愿神祝福所有参加安息日的弟兄姐妹。
And may God bless all brothers and sisters who attend the Sabbath service.
那下午要来跟大家做互相勉励的题目是四种手。
And the topic of mutual exhortation for this afternoon is four kinds of hands.
那我们每个人都有自己的一双手。
And all of us, as we know, we have a pair of hands.
这一双手可以做很多的事。
And this pair of hands can do and accomplish many tasks.
可以写字，可以打电脑，可以吃饭，可以怎么样。
We can use our hands to write on a computer and to do other tasks.
所以有很多人就利用手学习很多的技能，学习很多的这些好处。
And therefore many people, they use their hands to acquire many skills.
如果生活上没有了手，真的很多的不方便。
And if we do not have our hands in our daily living, there will be a lot of inconvenience.
尤其要做任何事情啊，都要借着这两个双手。
Because we need our hands to accomplish many tasks.
所以如果它脏了，我们知道用水洗，用肥皂洗。
Therefore, we know that when our hands are dirty, we need to use soap to wash it and cleanse it.
万一受伤了，可能有很多事情就不方便。
And sometimes, if our hands were to get hurt, then a lot of inconvenience will
arise. 我们所谈到的四种手。
And this afternoon, we're going to talk about four kinds of hands.
根据圣经一段经文里面，刚好有记载四种手。
And it's according to what is recorded in the Bible that there are four kinds of hands.
我们一起来看《使徒行传》十二章。
Let's all turn to Acts 12.
使徒行传十二章。
Acts chapter 12.
十二章的第一节一直到二十三节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 13.
那我们看到这个使徒行传，当使徒们呢，这些领受了神的圣灵之后
，And we know that during the apostolic church, when the disciples received the Holy Spirit,
就借着所领受到的圣灵，勇敢、刚强、壮胆的到处宣传福音。
And the disciples, after they received the Holy Spirit, they were filled with courage to spread the gospel.
不再那么胆怯。
And they were no longer afraid.
知道得到这个力量、胆量。要来宣传得救的福音。
Because now they have received strength and courage to spread the gospel.
那后来到使徒行传第八章里面。
And then later, as we see in chapter 8,
我们看到教会信徒开始受逼迫。
And we saw the persecution of the church.
他们就到处分散，然后继续不断的努力宣传主的福音。
And the disciples were scattered all around. However, they continued to spread the gospel.
那看到使徒行传十一章里面。
And we look at chapter 11.
在安提阿就建立了一个教会。
And they established a church in Antioch.
从这里啊，主耶稣的门徒才被称为基督徒。
And over here we see how the disciples were claimed to be Christians.
是使徒们、信徒们呢、啊，都非常勇敢的，在所信的道上所领受的圣灵，这样子为主服事，不怕任何患难或逼迫的。
And all the disciples, they went around doing God's work and spread the gospel with courage and without any fear.
但是到了十二章啊。
However, when we reach chapter
12, 有一个王叫叙利
there was a king named Herod.
他就下手苦害这些教会的人呢。
And he stretched out his hand to harass the church.
甚至用刀杀了这个约翰的哥哥雅各。
And he even killed James, the brother of John, with a sword.
是十二个使徒当中的其中一个。
And he is one of the apostles out of the 12.
那这个叙利王看百姓很欢喜这样的事。
And when King Herod saw that it pleased the people, and that is the Jews,
所以他又去捉拿这个使徒彼得。
And he went ahead and seized Peter as well.
然后把他关在监牢里面。
And he imprisoned him in the cell.
那后来啊，这个教会为他祷告。
And later we see how the church interceded for him.
神差一个使者啊，就带领他出来。
And God sent a messenger to bring Peter out.
也看到这个叙利王，因为他这样做，后来也他的结局是死。
And we also saw the conclusion of King Herod because of this deed of his.
那从这一段总共二十三节的经文里面
，And from this chapter of 23 verses,
我们发现有四种手。
We saw four kinds of hands.
第一种手叫叙利王的手。
The first kind of hand is the hand of King Herod.
我们请看十二章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，这里叙利王就下手苦害教会中的人。
Here we see how King Herod stretched out his hand to harass the church.
并且用刀命令人用刀杀了这个约翰的哥哥雅各。
Then he commanded someone to use a sword to kill James.
杀害主耶稣的使徒哎。
And he killed the apostle of Christ.
他做了这样的事还没有悔意耶。
And he did not repent after carrying out this action.
反而看到犹太人也喜欢这事，他迎合他们的心，又去捉拿彼得。
And he saw that this pleased the Jews, and he went further to seize Peter as well.
所以我们说西律王的手是苦害人的手，是杀人的手。
So when we look at this hand of Herod, it is a hand of murder.
是迎合世人的心来做这种不义不正害人的手。
And it is one that is unrighteous and one that went along with the trend of the world.
在圣经里面我们这样看到。
And in the Bible we all saw that.
圣经里头记载第一件的凶杀案。
And the first murder case that's recorded in the Bible.
就是亚当夏娃的孩子。
And it is between the children of Adam and Eve.
我们一起来看创世纪。
Let's all turn to Genesis.
创世纪的第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
第四章的第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给神，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和养的子由献上。神看中了亚伯和他的祭物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。神对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，两人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。神对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”神说：“你做了什么事？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。”那在这里谈到人类的第一件的凶杀案。
And over here we see the first record of murder case.
就是做哥哥的该隐啊。
And that is the brother, the older brother Cain.
他杀害自己弟弟亚伯。
And he killed his younger brother Abel.
他就因为啊，神悦纳弟弟亚伯的祭。
And all this was because that God was pleased with the offering of his brother.
神不悦纳他的祭物。
And God was not pleased with his offering.
就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
And he was very angry, and his countenance fell.
然后就动手杀害弟弟，把他埋了。
And he stretched out his hand and killed his brother and buried him.
他以为这样做啊，没有人知道这件事。
And he thought that no one knew about this case.
但是神知道。
But God knew.
神向他说：“你做了什么事？”
And God told him, "What have you done?"
你把你弟弟的血为什么这样？把你的弟弟为什么这样做了？
Why is it that you kill your brother?
杀害他，流他的血。
And that you have killed him and shed his blood.
所以就你必须要受咒诅。
And therefore you are cursed.
这个该隐做哥哥的。
And Cain, the older brother.
年纪大。
He's older.
但是他在献祭的事情上面呢，却不了解神的规矩，神的吩咐。
But even though he's older, he did not know the right procedures of offering.
献祭的工作也是服侍神呢。
Because the work of offering to God is a sacred work.
你是要照神的话语去做的。
And you must done according to God's commandment.
他献这个他地上他所经营的这个蔬菜。
And he gave the offerings of the vegetables of his field.
这是素祭。
And this is one that is a vegetable offering.
既然献祭服侍神，这样敬拜神是非常重要的一件事。
And since offering is considered a very serious matter before God.
必须要了解神的规矩，就是神的话，要这怎么要来怎么献祭呢？
And you must understand God's commandment and the procedure to offer.
这个素祭是不能单独献的。
And to offer up vegetables of the field, you cannot offer it alone.
必须要有献燔祭才能献素祭。
You must first have a burnt offering before you can offer vegetables of the field.
这是神的规矩啊。
Because this is the commandment of God.
这个亚伯的年纪小。
And Abel, even though he was younger,
但是他懂得献祭的规矩。
But he knew the right procedure of offering.
他拿这个羊群中头生的最好的，这样献给神呢。
And he took the firstling of his flock, the best and the most unblemished.
很谨慎、很真诚的做这个献祭、服侍神的工作。
And with care and with sincerity, he offered up his offering.
所以这两个兄弟献的这个献祭工作，结果弟弟亚伯的得到神的喜悦。
So when we look at the work of the offerings from these two brothers, God was pleased with the younger one.
结果没有想到这个做哥哥的他不会去这样想。
However, the older brother did not realize.
结果产生嫉妒的心恨，甚至犯下这个罪行。
and jealousy aroused in his heart, and he brought hatred, and then he killed his brother.
所以他的手就好像叙利王的手一样，苦害人的手，杀害人的手。
So when we look at the hand of Cain, it is likened to the hand of King Herod. It is the hand of murder.
那在圣经里面也这样记载。
And the Bible also records
神所憎恶的几样事。
The things that God hates.
我们来看一下箴言第七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 7.
箴言第七章。
Proverbs 7.
第六章，箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
第六章的16节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16.
我们从15节开始念。
Let's look at verse 16
15节,
first.
所以灾难必忽然临到他身，他必顷刻败坏无法可治。神所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的言、撒谎的舌、流无辜人血的手、图谋恶恶计的心、非跑行恶的脚、图谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的。在这里这样告诉我们呢。
And over here, the Bible tells us, those who fall into this kind of weaknesses,
他的心、他的动作、他的手就是苦害人、杀害人、逼迫人、甚至陷害人的手。
And his heart and his deeds and his action are one that will bring harm to people.
这几样事是在神看来是非常憎恶的。
And all these are abomination in the eyes of God.
当然现在我们不会下这种毒手杀人或什么的。
And of course, today we will not stretch our hand to murder anyone.
但是更需要注意的，尤其像讲话。But
however, we must pay attention to our speech.
有时候这个讲话不注意啊，也会变成无形的杀手。Sometimes
if we're not careful with our speech, it can be an invisible murder case.
让人家就是几天几夜，甚至心灵受创伤啊。Because
we may pierce another person's heart and that they could not sleep.
那这将近2个月来啊。
And during the last 2 months,
也碰过这样的软弱同龄了。And
I've also met such brethren.
他们也是很在意人的话。And
they also pay attention to people's words.
所以他就会存人的看法。And
therefore they will listen to people.
一句话就把他打得就不想来教会了。And
one word will cause them to fall.
所以后来我们就跟他一起谈谈勉励。And
so later we will exhort them and encourage them.
我们不是活在人的话语中。
That we do not dwell in the people's words.
而是应该要在乎神的全能，要活在神的恩典中、神的国中。
But rather, we must live in the power of God and in the kingdom of God.
所以当我们面临到这样的批评的话、毁谤的话、冤枉的话，甚至被陷害的话，我们要赶快调整心理，能够通过操练的。
Therefore, when we meet with words of gossip or slander, we must try to transform our hearts so that we can overcome our
sin.
If you indeed have faith in God,
你真的很能够明白这个神的话,
and that you understand the words of God,
那你就不会在乎神的言语，那个是人的言语了,
then you will not care what other people think or speak about
you. 不会影响到我们的思想、行为、动作，还是那么样的认真服侍神，那么样的。 虔诚，那么样的顺服谦卑。
Because people's words will no longer affect you in terms of your work and your service to God.
但是说起来简单，做起来就难呢。
But it is true to speak about it, but it is difficult to carry it out.
有时候真的因为一些软弱的人给的一些人的话，就造成他跟神之间呢一个很长很远的距离啊。
Because sometimes, because of the speech of other people, it will cause a gap and a barrier between this person and God.
所以像这种没有益处的事啊，我们就不要去做了。
So we should not carry out such unrighteous deeds.
因为你这样子做下去，你这些话会影响别人，造成伤害。
Because you know that these words of yours will pierce other people and bring harm to them.
不知不觉当中，你也在做那个叙利王的手，苦害人的手。
And therefore, unconsciously, you are also stretching out the hand of King Herod, the hand that will harm other people.
甚至把人家的心灵、灵命都杀掉。
And that you have killed the soul of another person.
有时候要用更多的时间呢，才能挽回过来这样的事。
And you will take a much longer time for us to bring back the soul back to God. So let us not extend this kind of invisible hand of murder just like King Herod.
后来我们看到这个叙利王啊,
and later when we look at King Herod, in chapter 12 of Acts verse 13,
他虽然有这么样的权势，有这么样的权柄，有这么样的什么治理一个。 国家一个地方,
and even though he has such authority and power as a king over his kingdom,
但是他后来也是拒绝了,
but later we knew that he was being forsaken by God.
后来也是死亡了,
and he also died.
他又能得到什么留下什么呢?
And what has he received and what has he left behind?
只不过每一件事都是成为回忆已经过去了,
And everything has become a memory of the past.
但是我们做神的儿女,
but today, as children of God,
要更是要了解啊,
we must understand this
point. 我们肉体生命虽然结束,
that even though our flesh may perish one day,
但是属灵的生命是永恒的, 永恒的。
But our spiritual life will lead to eternity.
我们一起来看这个哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians 15.
十五章的五十五节。
Verse 55.
五十五节。
Verse 55.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。在这里这样讲。
And over here it says.
这里告诉我们说要胜过罪的权势。
And over here it tells us that we must overcome the sin of death.
因为死的毒钩是罪啊。
Because the sting of death is sin.
所以我们不要成为西律王的手啊，然后去犯下罪行啊，不然肉体属灵生命的这个所犯下的罪就是死的。
So therefore, let us not stretch out this hand of Herod and kill other people and cause sin, because the sting of death is sin.
被死的毒钩勾住了。
And once you are hooked by the sting of death,
然后去做这些违背神道理的事,
and you do things that are contrary to God's word,
所讲所做一切的动作就像西律王的手一样, 一点爱心, 一点真理都没有,
your speech and your actions carry no love, just like King Herod.
我们知道他的结局是死,
and therefore we knew that the conclusion of
King Herod is death, 众人的结局也是死,
and the conclusion of everyone is death.
但是在这里谈到,
but here it tells us,
我们要感谢我们的主耶稣基督,
that thanks be to God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他用他的宝血为我们赦罪啊。
Who gave us victory through him, through his blood.
所以我们不是要走向那个被死的毒钩勾住然后犯下罪行而成为属灵生命的结局的死亡。
And therefore we are not heading towards the conclusion of death that is brought about by the sting of sin.
所以这里谈到的第一种手西律王的手啊，我们不能拥有啊。
So this first kind of hand, the hand of King Herod, is something that we should not
possess. 我们再来看第二种手。
And let's look at the second kind of hand.
请看《使徒行传》十二章。
Let's turn to Acts 12.
使徒行传十二章。
Acts chapter 12.
十二章的第三节。
Verse 3.
三节，希律王见犹太人喜欢这事。
Here, King Herod saw that it pleased the Jews.
又去捉拿彼得。
He went ahead and seized Peter.
再来看第六节。
And let's look at verse 6.
希律王将要提他出来的前夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。
And over here, King Herod was about to bring him out, and at night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains.
请看二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
百姓喊着说。
And the people were shouting,
这是神的声音，不是人的声音。
This is the voice of a God and not of a man.
那我们在这里看到。
And over here we clearly see,
看到众百姓认为希律王的声音不是人的声音，是神的声音。
That the whole multitude of people, they saw the voice of Herod as one of a God.
众百姓喜欢希律王去迫害这个信耶稣的人。
And the people, they loved King Herod because he killed the Christians.
甚至还捉拿彼得。
And he even captured Peter.
那我们看到众兵丁也顺从听从这个希律王的吩咐，把彼得抓来关在监牢里面。
And we also saw how all the soldiers they listened to the command of Herod and captured Peter into the prison.
所以我们要谈的第二种手就是众百姓众兵丁的手了。
So therefore, the second kind of hand we attribute to is one that belonged to the multitude.
我们说众百姓众兵丁的手是无知迷糊的手了。
And this kind of hand is one that is innocent and one that is unknowledgeable.
这个希律王在做残暴人，甚至抵挡教会这样苦害人的事情，他们还是这样听从，这样顺服。
And these people, they were ignorant as to how King Herod, how he went ahead and killed the people.
在这种不义的权势之下，还是去听从人的吩咐。
Under this kind of unrighteous power, they still listen to the command.
所以我们说众兵丁众百姓的手是一个无法分别是非善恶的手了。
And therefore the hand that belongs to the soldiers and the people and the crowd is one of ignorance and one that do not know how to discern.
那这些人也有听过这个耶稣的道理啊。
Because these people, they have also heard the word of Jesus.
听了是听，结果反而反对他们。
And even though they heard the words of Jesus, they went against the word.
不但不领受。
They do not receive,
反而愿意在这种恶事坏事上啊，去做这么多 顺从叙利王苦害人的手。
But rather, they have taken a part in terms of this harm.
所以我们说啊，众兵丁、众百姓的手是没有真智慧、真理的手。
So therefore, the hand of the multitude and the soldiers is one that has not true wisdom.
如果我们信了耶稣
，After we have believed in the Lord，
在生活上、在道理上、在信仰上，所有的一切事上。
And in terms of our truth, in terms of our daily living, in all matters of our lives，
都不懂得要去分辨什么是属神的真理，什么是不义的事。
And we do not know how to discern what is the truth of God and what is unrighteous.
就会陷入众百姓、众兵丁的手这样的软弱、这样的无知、迷糊的。
Then we'll enter into this state, just like the multitude and the soldiers, that of ignorance.
有一次，小弟被安排到一个教会去负担。
And once I went and pastored a certain church.
一到那边呢、啊，刚好有一个老姐妹，62岁。
And when I went there, I met an elderly sister of 62 years old.
每一次碰到她就这样讲。
And every time I met her, she would often say,
她说天传道啊。
That preacher Tian,
啊，怎么办啊？
What should I do?
我家里一直不平安啊。
There's so much unrest in my family.
祷告也没有用啊。
Even though I pray, there's no use.
教会也是一样，没有用啊。
And same with the church, there's no use.
你怎么可能一个真的很虔诚、有信心的，常常来教会、常常祷告、服侍神的，怎么会都说后？最后的感觉说没有用呢。
And how could this be possible? The words that come from a sister who is so devout and who comes for services.
当然，在教会她不敢讲很多。
And of course, she did not dare to go into detail.
特别就安排一个时间呢、啊，到这个她的家里去访问。
So we arranged a time and went to visit her at her home.
后来她才讲家里的事情。
And so she brought out the details of her family.
原来她是一个人信主。
And it happened so that she is the only believer in the house.
已经受洗十年了。
And she has believed in the Lord for 10
years. 但是从她的谈话当中发现了、啊、这个老姐妹根本没有什么道理、啊。
But from her speech, we can understand that she has no truth in her heart.
她所做的事情、思想、动作，跟这个离开神的道理蛮远的。
And the things that she do and the thoughts in her mind are pretty far from God's word.
她家里人也都还没有信主，只有她一个人来信。
And her family members are not believers of the church.
又没有道理的基础。
And they do not have the foundation of the truth.
就好像这个众百姓、众兵丁一样。
So they are just likened to the multitude and the soldiers over here.
根本就没有辨别是非的能力。
They do not have the ability to discern between right and wrong.
更没有神的真理在心中做依据来生活的。
And they do not have the truth of God in their heart as the foundation of their life.
后来我们一起祷告。
So later we pray together.
就在祷告当中啊。
And during our prayer,
真的发现了她没有得圣灵。
That we realized that she has not received the Holy Spirit.
过去有得啊，后来得到圣灵以后不久又离开。
In the past, she received the Holy Spirit, but it departed from her later.
所以我就觉得很奇怪。
And so I was quite puzzled.
所以祷告完了又再问她。
So after we prayed, I asked her again.
我说到底你跟神之间啊，有没有什么这个对不起神的地方
？And I asked her whether she has any shortcoming before God.
我说你要老实讲了，这样祷告才有力量啊。
And I said that you must be honest so that you will have strength in your prayers.
后来他就讲。
And later she admitted.
原来他的亲戚家里人啊，都给他一些话。
That some of the relatives and friends of her gave her some drawings.
遇到不平安的事。
And once she met with things that are not peaceful or a lot of chaos.
他的亲戚朋友告诉他说：“你去找一个法师。”
That her family and her relatives would tell her to look for a sorcerer.
那个法师很厉害。
That this sorcerer was very powerful.
哦，他给你算一算啊，做法术啊，然后画符啊。
And that this sorcerer will give you some witchcraft and also will draw something for you.
在那张符可以给你放好几个神啊，很厉害的。
And on this piece of paper, he will draw many gods on the paper, and it is very powerful.
他已经受洗了。
And she has already been baptized.
受洗了，怎么一点什么道理都没有，还去找哎
？And after she's baptized, yet she did not have the truth in her heart. She went ahead.
结果他把这些拿到家里这样贴贴贴。
And so she took all these drawings by the sorcerer and pasted them on the walls of her house.
然后又来教会聚会。
And she also came to church for service.
祷告神哎。
And she also prayed to God.
这样的信仰，这样的这么迷糊哎。
And this kind of faith is one that of ignorance.
神怎么会听这种祷告
？How can God listen to this kind of prayer?
你这到教会来拜真神。
That you come to church to pray to the true God.
到教会来要听真理, 要来祷告,
that you come to the church to listen to the truth and to pray.
回到家里去拜假神,
but when you go home, you pray to the false God.
这种神会允许吗?
Do you think that God will permit all these?
后来问他还有没有?
And so I ask her, is there any more?
除了这些还有没有?
Other than these drawings, are there any more?
他说还有啦,
and she said, there's more.
他转过身,
and she turned around.
就从她的衣服里面到最内层拿出一个小东西来,
and she reached for the inner pocket of her jacket and took out something that is small.
她用玻璃纸包的,
and one that is and one that's covered with a bag.
里面又包了好几层纸,
and within this plastic bag there's several layers of paper.
原来那个就是法师啊, 特别放咒语在里面的, 包得好好说, 要放在身体这个放在衣服里面。
And we realize that this is the piece of paper that is written with a curse by this sorcerer who told her to put it happily within her bosom.
信了十年,
and she has believed in the Lord for 10 some years, and yet she was away from the truth and was superstitious.
哦,这些都要拿掉,
so she must remove everything.
我们要烧掉,
and they must be burned.
你上身祷告, 谦卑悔改啊,
and pray to God and repent.
后来感谢主,
and later we thank the Lord that indeed she repented.
哎,
that peace came to her family.
所以如果我们的信仰不坚定,
so therefore if we are not firm and steadfast in our faith,
对神的道理不清楚,
and we are not clear with the word of God,
就会像众百姓一样,
then we will be likened to the multitude,
把这个希律王当作神呢,
that they treat this King Herod as a god,
他的讲话的声音当作神的声音呢,
and they treat his voice as of a god.
所以很多的世人都在人的权势之下、财富之下, 命令、辖制种种的这些气势之下, 很容易去盲从呢, 顺服呢。
Therefore, we see that the people of the world, they will go blindly according to the trend of the world and the power and authority.
这众兵丁就听从希律王的命令去迫害神的使徒，然后关在监牢。
And here we see the soldiers, how they listened to the commands of King Herod and persecuted the Christians.
结果他们所仰望的人，仰望的这样的权势。
And however, the people that they admire and the authority that they look up to,
仰望的这种欢呼声,
and this kind of voice of acclaim,
结果我们看到后来他们所仰望的希律王啊, 死了。
Then later we saw that this king that they admire died.
我们看那个使徒行传12章的23节。
Let's look at chapter 12 of Acts verse 23.
23节, 这里说希律王不归荣耀给神。
Here it says that King Herod did not give glory to God.
所以主的使者立刻罚他。
Therefore an angel of the Lord struck him.
他被虫所咬，气就绝了。
He was eaten up by worms and he died.
对，在人看起来多么威风，多么样的有权势的人呐！
And we see how glorious he was before the people and how much power
没有,
he had.
没有想到输给一个小虫哎，被小虫咬一下死了。
But little did we know that he was bitten up by a tiny worm and died.
对，人真的很脆弱哎。
So indeed, human beings are very fragile.
这些众兵丁、众百姓所仰望的、所依靠的这个希律王，结果在他们面前被一个小虫咬死了。
And we see that this King Herod is looked up to by the multitude and the soldiers were being eaten up by a tiny worm.
所以我们的真理信仰生活,
so therefore, when we carry out our faith and our life,
停留在初信的那个婴孩阶段,
our faith should not remain at the infant stage.
一定要继续努力去学习从真理扎根从祷告圣灵充满带领, 然后要来回报神的恩典，多做主工的。
And we must strive very hard and build foundation upon our truth so as to repay God's grace and do His work.
这样子才不会碰到任何事情就变成众兵丁、众百姓的手，这样的无知迷惑。
So therefore, we will not be as ignorant as the people of the multitude and the soldiers in terms of an event that happened.
前面谈到的这两种手,
so the two hands, the two kinds of hands that we have spoken,
做神的儿女不该有的手,
and these two kinds of hands are hands that we as children of God should not have.
现在我们以下要谈到的两种手是我们应该具备有的神的儿女应该有的手。
But now we would like to touch upon two kinds of hands that as children of God that we should possess.
我们来看这个第三种手，祷告的手。
Let's look at the third kind of hand, the hand of prayers.
请看使徒行传12章的第五节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12 verse 5.
第五节,
verse 5.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。
Therefore Peter was kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God by the church.
12节,
verse 12.
想了一想, 就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去。
And after he has considered all these, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John.
在那里有好些人聚集祷告神。
And many were gathered together there to
pray. 我们看到这个彼得啊，后来被抓。
And over here we saw how Peter was being captured.
那前面一个使徒雅各被杀。
And prior to him, James the apostle was killed.
这里记载说教会的众信徒为他切切的祷告祷告神
啊。But here in verse 5, it says that constant prayer was offered to God for him by
the Spirit. 没有用人的方法去申诉去怎么样啊。
They do not use man's ways to go and go and preach to the authority.
他们知道这个希律王啊，这个做人啊，真的是没良心啊，非常残暴啊。
Because they knew that King Herod, he was a ruthless king.
找人去讲也没有用。
And that it is of no use, even if they were to appeal to him.
他们很同心的教会众信徒为他代祷。
And so therefore, with one heart and one accord, they prayed together.
这个真的很重要。
And this is very important.
我们碰到的困难是怎么样的来面对神呢？
And that when we face with difficulty, how do we face God?
或许我们有很多的学识。
Perhaps we may have many knowledge.
很多的经验。
And many experience.
很多的财富。
And a lot of wealth.
很多的能力。
And we are great in ability.
很多的人际关系。
And we are very good in our social relationships.
我们可能会运用当中的某个方法。
And perhaps we'll utilize one of the skills that we have.
真的，后来或许也可以解决。
And it is true that perhaps we may be able to accomplish the task.
但是这件事情的解决跟所得到的课程所领受的是人的感情，
but,
人的帮助。
But however, we find that it is all human ways after all.
那真的面临到很严重、更多的人生的问题的时候，人的能力真的有办法帮助吗？
But however, if we were to meet with a serious matter in life that no human ways can be of avail,
没有办法帮助哎。
There is no help we can have.
有时候家里人也帮不了哎。
Even the family members cannot help us.
好了，家里有人患了癌症了。
Take for example, if there's some member in the family.
那我们做家里的人也是很难过啊。
And the rest of the family members may be very sorrowful.
你可以帮他担那个癌症嘛？哦，癌症给我好了，你身体健康好了。
But however, you cannot carry this person's cancer for them.
这种事情在我们人生当中太多了，真的人无法做得到。
And there are many other examples in our lives that is beyond human power.
但是我们看到使徒时代在这个时候，他们圣灵的工作、教会的这种建立，很多人来信主。
That during the apostolic church, when the Holy Spirit descended and built up the church, there's a lot of work of the Holy Spirit.
面对这种患难逼迫的时候
，and when they face with persecution and difficulty,
教会的众人众信徒为彼得来代祷。
That the entire church, the whole church, pray for Peter.
这里虽然没有记载彼得有祷告，但是他有习惯天天三次祷告神呢。
But over here, even though it's not recorded that Peter prayed, but he has a habit of praying three times a day.
那神的使徒更重视这个祷告的，从耶稣那边学来的。
And because the apostle of God and of Jesus is one that pay emphasis on prayers.
祷告的手太重要。
The hand of prayer is very important.
有一次小弟也是一样被派到一个教会去注目的时候。
And once, when I was a resident pastor of a certain church,
第一个礼拜六安息日下午聚会完了。
And on the first Sabbath service, after it was over,
有一对五十几岁的中年夫妇啊，就找我说：“田传道，如果你要下去的时候经过我家。”
And a couple of in their 50s came and approached me to invite me to their house.
所以教会的事情处理完了，我就经过他的家。
And so after the matters of the church were done, I went over.
我到他们的家里坐在客厅的时候，没有几分钟，一对夫妻就一直哭哎，一面哭一面讲话。
And when I was in their living room, not long after, a couple came to me and they were crying.
跟我讲了两个小时。
And we talked for two hours.
原来他们遇到一件很大事。
And we realized that they had a serious matter in their family.
这件事情发生啊，已经有好几年了。
And that this matter happened for about a few years.
他们这一家是住在台湾的花莲。
And this family, they live in Taiwan, in the region of Hualien.
然后从花莲就搬到南投的雾社，在那边居住，在那边生活。
And after that, they move from Hualien to Nantou, and they live over there.
这家人啊，真的个性很好哎，做人不错。
And this family is of one of good character.
又很认真聚会，又参加圣工。
And that they are very devout believers, and they do God's work.
再怎么忙做生意啊，真的，这个天天聚会。
No matter how busy they are with their business, they will still come for service every day.
教会有圣工，他就放下自己的事，然后去帮忙呢。
And if there's a need in the church, they will put down their business and help out with the church.
不是一个人热心，是全家人热心。
It's not just one member who is fervent, but the entire family, they are fervent.
我们今天要做到全家都热心了，能够爱主、服侍主，真的不容易啊。
And today, indeed, it is very difficult for us to have the entire family motivated and working for God.
他们这一家是全家人热心。
But we see that this entire family, they are zealous for God.
真的，神特别祝福他们。
And indeed, it is true that God especially endowed his blessings on them.
从另外一个县搬到这个县，又能够买地、买房子、做生意，又生活过得不错。
And that even though they move from one region to another, they are able to purchase the land, buy a house, and carry their business out.
后来有一片的国有林地啊，那个半开放的，可以给需要登记啊，在那边种茶叶或者种果树的人呢、啊，去登记。
And then later we saw that there was a piece of land that was available for people to register.
啊，这个弟兄他也登记了。
And then this brother, he also went ahead and registered.
因为有200多个人登记耶，那一片的那么大的山上的土地耶。
And there were over 200 people who went and registered, and this land is a few acres covering the whole hill.
在那200多人当中，他又被神祝福，种的茶叶不但好，茶籽好，哇，生意相当不错哎。
And we saw that out of this 200 people, his field and his crop were being blessed by God.
哇，这个后来人都看到了，都眼红哎。
And then other people, when they saw that, they were very jealous.
然后就有一些人就来跟他讲了。
And then some people came and tell him.
说如果你能够给我们这么多钱啊，这个我们就可以让你办合法那一块那么大的土地，几甲地，登记合法。
And they come and negotiate with him that perhaps you can give me some of your portion of money and that part of the land we can claim together.
这个弟兄他人很正直。
And this brother, he's very righteous.
他不想就送红包，这个是在对不起神的。
And he does not want to give out money in the packet because this is against God's word.
而且半开放有200多个人登记这么多的土地。
And that there are 200 some people who are registering for the land.
如果要这样做的话，200多个人都要这样做啊，那为什么偏偏找我呢？
Then if this is so, then 200 people or so, they have to do it in the same way.
他有一天就接到法院的通知。
So later, one day, he received a statement from the law court.
这些人选举控告他。
That these people, they decided to sue him.
而且后来才知道是原来是跟那个这个乡公所政府的某些官员搭上线的要来想吃他。
Then later he realized that some of these people, they had relationship with the people at the law court of the government and that they are trying to take him over.
他就觉得奇怪，那么多200多人登记，为什么偏偏就检举我呢？
And so he was quite puzzled as to why he was the one chosen out of these 200 some people.
那其他的200多人怎么没事，偏偏就是我有事？
And why is it that these 200 some people, they are at peace and that I'm facing this problem?
哇，他就知道是有人要陷害他。
So he knew in his heart that someone is trying to harm him.
人家眼红。
And that people are envious of him.
见不得他这样做得很好。
And that they do not want him to have such a good business.
虽然这样，他们信心还是不变的，一直祷告，一直聚会。
Even though this was true, they still go ahead with their prayers and their services.
但是啊，在地方法院，又送到高等法院，送到最高等法院去了。
However, we saw that from the small claims court, it was being brought up to the Supreme Court.
那小弟刚好去那边护单的时候，是在最高等法院的最后一次的判决的前几天，才他们告诉我了。
And so when I was there as a resident pastor, it happened so that this case was at the last few turnout of the Supreme Court.
因为前面的怎么判刑都判他有罪，要服刑几年，然后要罚钱呢。
And we saw that some of the hearings before claimed that he has to pay a fine and maybe in prison for a couple of years. And because this evil power that's trying to harm him is so great.
不但这样，还有民意代表在里面呢。
And even though this is so, there are some people who even represent him.
整个家里啊，这个陷入很大的征战操练。
So the entire family they were in such a big struggle and in such a big pain.
很可怜呢。
And this is very sorrowful.
就被冤枉哦，被人家陷害。如果最后判决啊，判决完了就是要执行这个服刑呢。
And because it is of no wrong on their part, and yet it was because of the harm brought by other people.
哇，我一看到他们是真的受冤枉的。
And I saw that indeed they were being accused.
他没有错啊。
They are of no wrong.
这个公务员说办开放可以登记啊，为什么偏偏检举他200多人没有被检举？
And it is true that many people can register, and why is it that these two other people they could not be chosen but him?
哇，尤其啊，还有很多的，原来他们都是有塞红包了，怎么样？就唯独我们这个信徒不塞的。
Then we realize that because the other people they have given red packets of money, except this brother of ours.He is very righteous.
需要学习正直，有时候要接受考验的。
So therefore, when we want to be righteous, we will meet with tests.
他们全家很迫切祷告。
And the entire family they pray together very hard.
但是几年来啊，不但事情没有解决，越来越严重。跟我讲的那一天，过两天下礼拜一就是要判决了，最后一次的判决。
But however, after these few years, the case did worsen, and on that day when I visit them, they were crying to me because 2 days later it will be the final edit.
我听到这件事，我心想，哇，不可思议啊！生活在这里。好像以撒这个整个国王军队了首富了会议室这样的迫害他的那种情形啊。
So I found that this is indeed unbelievable. It seems that they were being persecuted by this group of people.
他讲完我就可以感受到那种压力不少的几千万吨的那种铁啊压在心里面这样的喘不过气来啊。
And when they told me of their problem, I felt that this tons of heavy burden was also crushing upon my shoulders.
后来就跟他们谈，也谈到这个彼得被关在监牢的事。
So later we talk about the truth, and we came to the case of Peter in the prison.
我们就一起祷告。
And so we knelt down and prayed together.
全部交给神了。
And we entrust everything to God.
是人要这样做，真的我们没有办法，怎么翻身呢？
Because if the people want to do this against us, there's nothing we can go against them.
我们祷告一个多小时。
And we prayed for over an hour together.
那就问他什么时候要最后的开庭。
And so we asked him when is the final edit.
他就说。下礼拜一隔两天了就要开庭了。
And he said that they will be appearing in court 2 days later on Monday.
判完以后就要收押了。
And after the edit is over, then things will be carried out.
所以我们祷告交托神。
So we pray to God and entrust upon
Him. 我们也通知教会的信徒一起代祷。
And we also announced the church to intercede for them.
大家都知道他是冤枉的。
And everyone knew that they were innocent.
大家都知道是真的有后面有这个不义的手啊，这要陷害他的。
And they know that there is an evil hand behind all these trying to harm him.
后来礼拜一早上十点开庭。
Then later on Monday morning at 10 o'clock, when they went to court.
教会的信徒都知道这件事啊，大家都放在心里面祷告神。
And thanks be to God that the entire church they knew about this matter and they prayed for him.
后来在开庭的时候。
And when they were at court.
这个法官呢、啊，最后一次又在问。
And then we saw that the lawyer, he finally asked again.
说这个检举他的人照相或怎么样的做这些计划这些的，是政府的官员呢？有两个检举他，他们是当被判定说当场证人呢。
And that there were two witnesses claimed to be of government officials.
结果法官问为什么你们要这样起诉呢
？So when the attorney asked him, why do you file this?Suit this case.
这一对夫妻一进这个法庭的门啊，一直祷告，心里一直默祷，都没有停的。
And this couple once they enter into the law court, they keep praying within their heart nonstop.
这个奇怪哎。
And it was miraculous.
这个要告他的这个官员跟在外面的这些一些人呐、啊，都讲好说，如果成了以后他会罚钱或怎么样哈、啊，这些钱拿到要怎么分，开庭之前都事先讲好。
And that this official, prior to their appearance in court, they have already negotiated with the rest of the people as to how they would spread up the dividend that they have received after the case was over.
他们可以做处分的。
And because they can utilize this money for their own use.
政府单位可以处分的，那个这个后面黑箱作业那个真的不知道的。
And because they are government officials, they can take this money into their own pocket.
那奇怪的，法官问这两个人的时候啊。
But however, when the attorney asked them, this couple,
他们的回答很奇怪。
And their answer was very strange.
就回答说，我们是对不起了，我们是陷害他的，我们也不是当场证人，也不是什么什么什么，讲了这些话。
And that these officials, we were surprised to hear that we were trying to accuse them, and that they are not wrong, and it is our fault.
我们是怎么样才会有这种动机要害这个人的
？And that they say that it is because of this motive that we try to harm him.
法官就骂他们呢。
And then they were being rebuked.
那前面那么多的判决，为什么你们都说他们是这样？现在你的话都转过来呢
？And why is it that we have so many hearings at court prior to all these, and you did not admit the truth, and you say at this last point, turn the whole case around?
这两个人呢、啊，他们说我们是应当这样说的。
And these people, they say that this is the truth, and we should say this truth.
哇，这一对夫妻啊，真的心里感谢主哎。
And this couple, indeed, they prayed the Lord deep from their heart.
结果法官就宣判无罪。
And so therefore, they were being claimed that as innocent.
那等到这个一结束开庭以后，这两个人跑到外面，都被他们的朋友骂。
And after the hearing was over, these two officials, they were being scolded by their friends outside.
你怎么看着在法庭前这样讲啊？
Why is it that you admit this truth in front of the court?
反而他们变成那一些人就变成诬告罪啊。
And that they are the ones who are being accused in the end.
啊，这两个人说奇怪，我们也不知道怎么会这样讲哎。
And the two officials, they were surprised as to why they were saying.
很自然就这样讲哎。
Because they say that they say it so naturally.
祷告的功，这个祷告的手啊，真的是神帮助他们呢。
And we saw that it is because of the hand of prayers that is supporting them all this time.
圣经有记载，这个巴兰先知他本来要咒诅以色列人啊，神的选民啊。
And we also saw the case of Balaam, the prophet, how he wanted to curse the Israelites.
没有想到神让他本来要讲咒诅的话，全部变成祝福的话。
And he did not realize that all the words of cursing that he was going to say were turned to blessings by the power of God.
作为一个基督徒。
So therefore, as a Christian today,
要好好学会这个祷告的生活。
We must learn to have a life of prayer.
祷告的手太重要。
That the hand of prayer is very important.
如果还不懂得面对任何事情，要这样子努力祷告神啊。
And if you do not know what is going to come ahead of you, you must pray diligently to God.
你要怎么真正的进入到神的国度里面，借着神的灵帮助呢？
And that you can enter into the kingdom of God by the power of the Spirit.
要明白神的话，要借着祷告。
And to understand the word of God, you also need the Spirit's power.
要让信心更坚强，要借着祷告。
In order to strengthen your faith, you also need the power of prayer.
圣灵充满帮助的。
Because the Holy Spirit will fill you to help you.
就是因为这个教会众信徒为彼得祷告。
And it was because the entire church, they all prayed and interceded.
后来我们发现神这个天使的手就来了。
Then later we saw the hand of the angel came.
也就是指着神的手就出现了。
And that is the hand of God appeared.
所以第四种手我们要谈的就是天使的手，也就是神的手。
And therefore the fourth kind of hand is the hand of the angel, and that is the hand of God.
我们来看那个第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边。
And behold, an angel of the Lord.Stood by him,
屋子里就有了光照耀。
And a light shone in the prison.
天使拍彼得的肋旁。
The angel struck Peter on the side.
拍醒了他说快快起来。
And wake him up and ask him to arise quickly.
这里谈到神差遣一个使者到他的监牢的房间里面来。
And over here it says that God sent an angel and messenger to the prison to Peter.
彼得也知道这个希律王很残暴。
Peter also knew that King Herod was very cruel.
杀了我们其中的十二个使徒之一。
That he killed one of the apostles, James.
今天他把我抓来。
But today he captured me in the prison.
他的目的就是要在众人面前也要这样子办他的。
And his mere intention is for me to be killed in front of the multitude.
但是他能够为主耶稣他的福音这样努力，彼得有他坚定的信念在里面。
However, Peter, as we saw, how he strives so hard for the gospel of the Lord, and that his faith is steadfast.
那这里说他在被关在监牢里面了。
And here it says that he was captured in prison.
这个天使站在他旁边。
That the angel came and stood beside him.
然后有光照耀到他的这个屋子里面。
And the light shone in the prison upon him.
后来天使就拍彼得的肋旁。
And that the angel, he struck Peter on the side.
这实在是一个亲密的动作。
And this is such an intimate touch.
一个熟人啊，如果很好啊，有时候会叫一下，都会碰一碰或者拍一拍这个肋旁。哎，你好啊，好久没看到你啊。
And if you are very close to someone, you would give them a pat on the shoulder.
如果不认识的人
呢、
啊，不是羞的肋旁啊。
On the side.
这里写拍肋旁啊。
And it's stuck on the side.
如果不认识的人给你这样做，你会生气、啊。
But if it's done by some strangers who struck you on the side, you'll be angry.
彼得被关在监牢里面，面对这个黑暗。
And over here, Peter was in prison and he was facing darkness.
面对他即将要来临的事情。
And he was facing the event that's coming upon him.
当然心里会很多的想法，不一定啊。
And of course, he has a lot of struggles within his heart.
但是天使来了。
But here the angel came.
在他的肋旁这样轻轻地拍他了。
And struck Peter on the side very lightly.
告诉他快快起来。
And asked him, arise quickly.
结果这个铁链从他的手上就掉下来了，
脱
落下来。
And we saw that the chains fell off from his hands.
这个彼得说，他说，哎，这个，他都照这个天使的吩咐这样做，但是他不明白。
And Peter, he was struck dumb. He did not understand the will of the angel.
我被关在监牢里面，怎么会碰到这样的事？
And why is it that I'm in prison and yet I'm facing this?
天使告诉他说要束上你的带子，穿上鞋。
And the angel told him to gird yourself and tie on your
sandals. 跟着我来。
And follow me.
他看到这个铁链掉下来了。
He saw the chain fell off from his hands.
然后又天使经过这个监牢的门，第一关、第二关自己就开了。
And he saw how he followed the angel, and all the gates of the prison were opened one after another.
他没有办法明白这一切所发生的事啊，怎么会这样？所以他当作异象。
And so he could not understand why all this happened, and therefore he treat all this as a vision.
那后来就离开这个监牢，就到一条街上，天使就离开了。
And after they came out from the prison, they went on the street, and the angel disappeared.
彼得就明白了。
And then Peter came to himself.
原来神差天使帮助他带领他离开这个监牢。
And he realized that God has sent His angels to come and deliver him.
我们祷告神。
Today, when we pray to God,
神愿意帮我们。
God is willing to help us.
但是我们要顺服哎。
But we must submit ourselves to Him.
你不顺服，还有人的意思。
If you do not submit yourself and have your own will,
那当天使在拍彼得的肋旁，把他拍醒，叫他说：“你跟着我来”的时候，如果他不顺服，你看那每一关突破的，他怎么去明白呢？
And just like how Peter, if the angel would have struck him on the side and he refused to follow the angel, then how can he overcome this one gate after another?
第九节说彼得就出来跟着天使，不知道天使所做的是真的，只当作是见了异象一样啊。
Because in verse 9 it says that Peter went out and followed the angel and he did not know what was done, but the angel was real.
所以我们在祷告神交托的时候，
therefore today when we pray to God and entrust ourselves to Him,
面对神，
we must have faith to face God.
而且要立志要走出来，
and we must be determined to come out.
你走出来顺服的时候，神就一步一步的让你开路，开路，开到最后，你就知道哦，原来是神的意思，原来神的帮助。那条路真的是信心明白神的路啊。
Because once you believe in God and that you take one step at one at a time, the gate will be open one after another, and in the end, you know that you're on the path of God and that your faith is real.
后来彼得就来到他们正在聚集为他祷告的这个玛利亚的家。
And we see that later Peter came to the house of Mary where the people were gathering.
大家看到他还以为是鬼哎。
They all thought that they saw a ghost.
后来真的看到他了。
Then later they saw that it was Peter.
才知道真的神垂听他们的祷告，神伸出手。才天使帮助他。
They came to the realization that indeed it was Peter and that God had helped them and delivered him.
所以我们看到这一件事情。
So when we see this event and that the hand of God has come.
王他是站在人的立场是非常的有地位，非常的有权势，命令权这个职责这个权柄啊。
That even though King Herod he was a king of a high position and authority and that he has a lot of power.
但是这种是暂时的。
But this is only temporary.
随着他被小虫咬死了，就什么都没有了，毁坏败坏了。
And that all this disappeared once he was being bitten up by a worm.
但是神的使徒彼得，
But the apostle Peter, on the other hand,
面临这样的患难，
he faced this persecution that is so great.
关在监牢里面，
he was in the prison.
后来他所仰望、他所依靠的就是这位神呢。
And all he looked upon and focused upon is the true God above.
不但让他离开这个患难，
and not only was he delivered out of persecution,
还能够为主的道做一个很好的见证，
and that he can bear such a beautiful witness for God.
并且让众信徒跟他自己得到很好的造就，
and that the entire church and the believers were all exalted and
edified. 让他们都觉得真的相信这位耶稣基督啊，就是有盼望，将来必得着这个永远不死的生命。
Because now they believe that as long as they have a firm trust in God, they will be led to eternal life.
虽然肉体生命会结束，
even though your flesh will perish one day,
但是属灵的生命永远在神面前建立得住。
But your spiritual life is forever eternal in the hands of God.
所以今天我们要学的就在这一段里面，就是要学习祷告的手。
Therefore, today from this passage, you must learn the hands of prayer.
还能够建立出来有神的手的帮助的见证。
So that we can bear witness for God and have a beautiful testimony.
而不要去做那些花那些时间精力去学习西律王的手，众百姓众兵丁的手。
And that we will not waste time in terms of learning the hand of King Herod and that of the multitude.
相信了，在往后的日子，如果肯愿意朝这个祷告的手去生活去学习啊，会有更多美好的见证在你我大家的身上。
And I believe that as long as we have this hand of prayer among us and we walk ahead in the truth, we will bear beautiful testimony to God.
就会住在我们当中，住在教会。
And God will dwell among us and live in the church with us.
就会能够打美好的仗，更能够 在神的面前呢，能够荣耀他，造就更多的人呢。
And that we will fight a beautiful battle and be more than victorious.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.